You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Alex Pardo, and I'm going to go ahead and hop and jump right into the content for today's Flip Empire show. So last week, I put out a Facebook Live, and I shared with people three under-the-radar ways that anybody can go out there and find their first self-storage facility. This doesn't require any paid marketing. It just requires a little bit of time, energy, and effort, right? So what I want to do is I want to expand on that Facebook Live, and I want to go out and show you five ways that anybody, you, can go out without needing any money, can go out and find a self-storage facility. Now, here's the thing. You don't need to worry about steps 4, 5, and 6. If you don't know how to underwrite or analyze or evaluate a deal, it doesn't really matter, right? If you don't know how to talk to the seller, if you don't know how to negotiate or structure the deal or line up the financing, put all to the side. This particular podcast episode is specifically aimed at helping you just locate opportunities and essentially find the sellers who raise their hands and say, hey, I'm interested in potentially selling my storage facility. And then what you can do is you can bring those opportunities to somebody like me or somebody who you know, who you trust, who's in the storage space, and you can potentially carve out a piece of the deal, right? Like you can get some equity, you can potentially get a fee. So this is what prevents people from getting involved in storage, is thinking that they need all the knowledge, all the information, all the steps, when all you have to do is go out and locate and find people that raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested in selling my storage facility. And then you can bring them. And that's how you start to add value to somebody like myself who's actively looking for storage deals. So what I want to do is I've had a lot of conversations with people who would love to get and start invested with or started with storage, but they're not able to invest in themselves for a number of reasons, right? And so I've been privately working with some one-on-one clients, and that's certainly not for everybody, right? It's a significant investment. But what I want to do is I want to be able to share with you some of the knowledge that I've acquired on how you can go find these opportunities. So let me just go ahead and dive into the first one, right? If you go to Google and you type in self-storage for sale, and then you add the city and state right after that. So self-storage for sale, just wherever, city, state. What you can then do from there is, yes, you might find some facilities on the first page or even the second page of Google. But what I'd like you to do is go pages 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because what we're looking for is Mary Ann Joe Realty, or we're looking for the obscure brokerage in the middle of nowhere that doesn't know that commercial real estate is listed on Crexie.com or LoopNet.com. That's like the commercial multiple listing service for commercial properties, such as self-storage. And they might not know that, and they might be advertising that on their website, right? So that is the first thing that you guys can do, is self-storage for sale, followed by the city, state, and then go 1, 2, all the way up to page 7 on Google, and go through, and you're going to oftentimes find opportunities of storage facilities that the broad public doesn't know about because it's not listed on the major platforms. So that's the first thing you can do. The second thing you can do is, I just touched on it, sometimes realtors don't understand that commercial assets need to be listed on Crexie and LoopNet, and so they might go listed on the multiple listing service. So if you're a realtor or if you're an investor and you have access to the multiple listing service, go in and set up a search tool for anything that says storage, self-storage, mini warehouse, warehouse. Set up a search so that you are emailed every single time one of those search terms is thrown on a listing. And I have some buddies of mine who have actually been able to steal storage deals, like get a ridiculously good price because the realtor didn't know that that should have been listed on Crexie or LoopNet, and they incorrectly listed a commercial asset on the MLS, right? So by the way, if you're not a realtor, that's okay. The best resource is resourcefulness. Go out and strike an agreement, figure out a way that you can get access to the multiple listing service. That's not the purpose for this particular podcast, but there's many ways that you can get access to the multiple listing service. So, of course, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you any legal or financial advice. So consult with the pros. There's my disclaimer, my CYA. The third way, I actually have a private client who's having a lot of success doing this. But if you go to Facebook Marketplace and you search for storage in a particular city or area, what you then want to do is there's a lot of storage owners and storage managers that are advertising units for lease on Facebook Marketplace. Well, hit the message button and send them a message and say, hi, my name is whatever your name is. I came across your storage facility on Facebook Marketplace and was wondering, you wouldn't be interested in considering selling your storage facility by any chance, would you? Notice what I did there. So I went in the negative and I used the words consider. Would they consider selling their storage facility? You'd be surprised the response rate on Facebook Marketplace. When you send those messages and people respond back, sometimes they might just say no, but every now and then you're going to have that storage owner that says, well, yeah, I've actually been thinking about selling it. Or what did you have in mind? Well, you get their contact information and now you've just opened up a door to a conversation, right? You're not looking to get married on the first date. You're just looking to take that first step. Ask them if they might consider selling their storage facility. So Facebook Marketplace is the third way. The fourth, and probably my favorite, relationships. Relationship capital is the most valuable capital you can ever have in your life and business. I was at a storage mastermind last year and got an opportunity to speak to a lot of successful storage operators. And that was the title of my talk, is how to raise the most valuable capital to grow your life and storage business. And it wasn't private capital, it wasn't money, it was relationship capital. So dial in your elevator pitch, figure out and make sure that you share with people that you are actively looking for storage facilities. You are a storage buyer. You are a storage investor. Plant seeds with people. Be known as the storage guy or gal out in your market on social media. Share with people, because oftentimes I have people that come to me with opportunities because they know I'm in storage. They know that I talk about storage. They know that I own storage. They know that I coach others in storage on how to get their first cash flowing self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months without using any of their own money. So talk about it. Share with people what you do and build relationships. Seek to add value first, right? And opportunities will come your way. Now, I want to go ahead and share with you that the fifth way does cost a little bit of money, but I'm going to share with you a ninja way that you can essentially accomplish this for free. In fact, how do I know this? Because I've done many, many deals, single family, and I've actually done a few storage deals now with this same setup. Direct mail. Direct mail is a fantastic way to get real estate deals. I have closed probably north of 400 or 500 single family transactions in my career as a result of direct mail. And direct mail is just one page letter where you send it out and you mail it, right? And there's mail houses out there that can do this for you. You can completely automate the process. But here's the key, guys. Be personal in your direct mail. Don't sound like a big company. Don't say, hey, we buy cash and we close fast and we close on your timeline and there's no commissions and there's no, that's what everybody says, right? So be personal. I'll share with you a super quick story. In June, I was getting ready to travel to Italy with my family for 3 weeks in July. And I got a call from a super sweet lady who had a facility and it was about 20, 21,000 square feet. And she goes to me, she goes, Alex, we've never spoken before, but you sent me a letter 2 years ago. This was this past June, by the way. She goes, you sent me a letter 2 years ago. So I would have sent that letter when I first got involved in storage, like late 2020, beginning of 21. And she said, I've been keeping this in my sock drawer because I knew I wanted to sell this facility. I just didn't know how, the timing was off. And so I'm calling to reach out and to see if you're interested. And so I got to talking with her and she said, oftentimes I get letters and every now and then, but the reason I kept yours, because I asked her, I said, why'd you keep my letter? And she goes, well, it came across very genuine and personal. And you included a picture of your family at the bottom. And then she complimented me on my girls and my family. And so hopefully that illustrates the point that you want to be very personal in your direct mail. By the way, as an aside, I ended up getting that facility under contract and I assigned my contract and was able to generate $150,000 profit on that deal. Now, again, results are not typical. Here's my disclaimer. I'm not saying you're going to go out and make a bunch of money. This is just an experience share, okay? But direct mail is a fantastic way to go out and get deals. The key is to do direct mail on a consistent basis. Every 30 to 60 days, you want letters going out. Here's the cool thing about storage as opposed to single family. These storage owners are not getting bombarded with all the competition like homeowners are in the single family space. Yes, there's some people going after storage facilities like myself, but the competition is night and day when it comes to comparing single family to storage. So you can have a virtual assistant, you can have a family member, maybe you pay them 50 cents to a dollar a letter, right? Where they just print them out, they hand sign it, stuff it, stamp it, or you can use a direct mail fulfillment center to go ahead and get the mail sent out for you. The key is to set it and forget it. Put it on autopilot. I just had a conversation with somebody interested in working with me in a storage coaching relationship that wants to get their first deal that was getting hung up by the direct mail. They're like, I don't know all the steps. And it's very easy. It's very easy to follow. And in fact, I might create a podcast episode kind of walking you through that process. So I just wanted to share with you five ways that you can go out and find storage deals, four of which don't cost you any money. Google Realtor / the MLS, right? Looking for incorrectly listed properties. Facebook Marketplace, building relationships with wholesalers, brokers, people in your network, in your ecosystem, friends and family, social media. I mean, there's no shortage of people. Everybody you come in contact with, you should share with them that you're actively looking for storage and that you are in the storage business, right? And then last but not least, direct mail. That is just five of numerous ways you can go out and find deals. Pick one or two, dominate them, stay consistent, and go make things happen. So if you are interested in having a conversation with me about storage, send me a text, put the word storage deal, text it to 305-318-6213. 305-318-6213. Have an incredible day, and I will talk to you soon. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.